This is Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 26th regarding Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Brunkel, B-R-U-N-K-E-L. Under history of accident, as you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Brunkel. As described in my report, 6-21-07, per this pertained to back injuries he allegedly sustained at work on 11-15-06. According to the records provided and supplemental information obtained from the examinee on 6-7-11, Mr. Brunkel went to sit on a patio set chair that broke. He fell and landed on his right hand. Period. He was seen the next day at WorkNet, where he underwent x-rays of the right wrist. Apparently he was diagnosed with a wrist sprain, for which he was placed in a splint and put on medications. Apparently he was also quickly referred for an MRI. Apparently this was completed on 6-13-11. Appeared to show a cystic lesion along the dorsal and radial aspect of the scaphoid, which could represent a ganglion cyst. Period. He was then referred for a course of physical therapy in addition to his splinting. Period. He followed up regularly at WorkNet. And was referred for hand specialist care. Period in paragraph on 6-21-11, he was seen by hand specialist named Dr. Sattel, S-A-T-T-E-L. Period. He diagnosed intracarpal right wrist sprain localized to the scapholunate interval, semicolon possible post-traumatic intra-articular ganglion cyst. Period of cortisone injection was instilled to the wrist that day. Period. He remained symptomatic in follow-up, and on 8-1-11, Dr. Sattel performed arthroscopy on the wrist. Here, this involved debridement of membranous scapholunate ligament tear and chondromalacia. Here, the postoperative diagnosis was chronic dorsal wrist syndrome, comma, membranous scapholunate ligament tear, comma, and chondromalacia of the proximal pole of the scaphoid and lunate facet. Here, additional physical therapy was rendered postoperatively on the dates described. Period. He also followed up regularly with Dr. Sattel. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Brunkel was seen on 11-18-11 by another hand specialist named Dr. Zalouf, Z-E-L-O-U-F. Period. He recommended another MRI of the wrist that was conducted on 11-21-11. It showed no fracture or ganglion cyst. There was mild extensor carpi ulnaris, tenous synovitis. Period. Accordingly, comma, on 11-28-11, Dr. Osterman, O-S-T-E-R-M-A-N. Oh, scratch that. Scratch that whole line. Accordingly, on 12-6-11, Dr. Zalouf discharged him to return on an as-needed basis. Period to follow up with Dr. Sattel, continued through 11-3-11. appeared at that time, he was encouraged to continue with home exercises and to return as needed. Purdy released to full duty status. Purdy does have a legal proceeding ongoing in this matter. Period. Work history, this 35-year-old single white male missed 6 months of work after the accident in question. Purdy had been working as a forklift operator. Purdy does not appear to have returned to work for the insured. Period. On 2/10/12, he returned to the workforce in a warehouse for another beer company. Period. He denies any hobbies currently or in the past. Period. He is not currently employed for unspecified reasons. Period. Past medical history. The only thing to add is his primary care physician is Dr. Barry Montague, M-O-N-T-A-G-U-E. Present complaints. At the time of the current examination, Mr. Brunkel complains that his right wrist is painful, stiff, and weak. Period. Denies any numbness, tingling, or nocturnal awakening. Period. Overall, his symptoms are staying the same. Period. He wears no splints, braces, or supports. The period current medications, ibuprofen, is needed. Physical exam. Height 5'11", weight 168, blood pressure 116/78, pulse 72. General appearance, examinee is adult, white, male, mesomorph. The rest of that section is normal, extremities upper. There were portal scars on the dorsal aspect of the right wrist, but no significant swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Motion of the right wrist was full, but extension elicited crepitus and no tenderness, period. Motion of the left wrist, as well as both elbows, shoulders, and fingers has fallen on planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Many muscle testing was 5/5 for body lateral hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. Minor tenderness was elicited by palpation overlying the right scaphoid, but there was none on the left. Circumference of his wrist on the right, 17.5, and the left, 17.0. Jammer hand anemometry on the right, 25, 36, 41, 34, 32. On the left, 32, 54, 44, 44, 38. Maximum voluntary effort at position 2 on the right, 44, 38, 36. And on the left, 52, 49, 49. Spine, cervical, normal. Impressions and analyses. On 6/7/11, Mr. Stephen Brunkel, 35-year-old male, went to sit down and fell off of a chair, landing on his right hand and wrist. Period. He was initially diagnosed with a wrist sprain and underwent a course of conservative care. Period. He underwent an MRI and then surgery. Period. This was followed by additional physical therapy until he was discharged from Dr. Zaloof's care. On 12/6/11, Mr. Brunkel tells me that he was out of work for 6 months after this accident. Period, he did return to work with a new employer in February 2012 at a warehouse. Period, however, he is currently not working. Period, in paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Brunkel on 1/14/13 found there to be full range of motion about the right wrist with crepitus and extension. Period, there was mild tenderness, the palpation about the right scaphoid, but provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement, instability, or compression neuropathy. Period. He had intact strength and sensation, both clinically and by hand dynamometry. Period, in paragraph, this case represents 7.5 to 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand, period, end